Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or a psychiatrist. I'm also not a professional movie or TV critic or professional reviewer of movies or TV shows. But as someone living with complex PTSD, I am giving my own opinion about a character on one of my favorite shows. So I'll be covering the character of Safi, as I have for the last two reviews. I'll be going over season 3 of Absolutely Fabulous. This again is my favorite show of all time. I watched this as a teenager in the 90s. The air date for season 3 is April of 1995, and it was on the BBC. You can currently find the show Absolutely Fabulous on Hulu. By the way, I love Hulu. Hulu gives a little bit more detail, and they show more of episodes than what I ever remember seeing of any of these episodes before. That's one thing I really love about Hulu. They show the full episode. So I'm going to be covering 3 episodes from season 3. The first one I'm going to cover is Jealous. It's titled Jealous. This episode I'm going to cover more than the other two. The other two episodes are titled Fear and The End. So, Jealous was written by Jennifer Saunders and directed by Bob Spears. Ruby Wax was the script editor. And by the way, Ruby is from my home state of Illinois, which I still live in. She was from Evanston. And by the way, Jennifer Saunders and Bob Spears and Ruby Wax, they did all 3 of these episodes. So the actors in this, the main actors that I'm going to be covering, are Jennifer Saunders as Adina Monsoon, Jane Horrocks as Bubble, Joanna Lumley as Patsy Stone, Celia Emery as Claudia Bing, Julia Sawala as Safi, the main person I am talking about for this podcast, and supermodel Naomi Campbell makes a cameo in this episode. So again, Safi is my main focus here, and I'm focusing on my personal opinion that this character is a good example of how a youth develops complex PTSD, due to, in this case, psychological abuse and, at times, neglect from her parent, her mother. So the episode starts out with Adina, Patsy, and Bubble at an award ceremony related to Adina's job as a fashion PR agent person. And Naomi Campbell, as I said, makes a cameo. She's sitting at Adina's table during the ceremony. We then see Safi. They skip to Safi. She's at home, and her psychology professor has just brought her home. His name is Gerard, and he's played by Simon Stokes. They're standing in the kitchen, and she's unaware that Gerard is married. This is her professor. The two of them are flirting with one another. The professor says it's great that a student is interested in his subject matter of psychology. He keeps complimenting on how smart Safi is. Safi invites him to stay for tea. Safi is very bubbly about her professor being there. She clearly likes him, and he clearly likes her. Again, Safi does not know that this guy's married. As time goes on, they drink more tea, and eventually the professor tells Safi he should get going home now. The two then kiss passionately, and Safi's mom and Patsy arrive home. As Adina and Patsy walk into the kitchen, Safi is kissing the professor, but Adina and Patsy don't really notice the guy, because they're too busy complaining about the award ceremony and that Adina did not win the award she wanted. She didn't win any award. The professor leaves the kitchen while Adina and Patsy keep complaining. Adina goes on griping about how she doesn't have an award, and then she licks a light switch. Remember, folks, the show's a comedy. She licks a light switch and she's electrocuted. It shocks her. And Adina suddenly remembers that some man was standing in the kitchen with Safi. Adina says something along the lines of, "Who that man be standing here?" And Safi tells Adina and Patsy that it was her psychology lecturer who brought her home from the lecture. Adina and Patsy are very interested in this, while Safi is embarrassed to tell them anything about him. We then see it is the next day, and Adina and Safi are chatting in the kitchen. For most part, it's just another day where Adina is in a manic mood, focusing on getting fit and eating healthy. She goes into various fads throughout the series, by the way. Then we see Safi and her professor, and he is being very intimate with her. This is something we rarely see happen in Safi's world. Safi isn't shown with a boyfriend or love interest very often. She primarily keeps to herself. As her professor is speaking intimately and flirting with her, Safi's grandmother, played by the late June Whitfield, comes into the kitchen, where the two of them are, and she asks the professor, "So how is your wife doing?" When Safi hears this, she's shocked, and she walks away from her professor. She didn't know he was married. Patsy then walks into the room, and Safi says, "Why don't you meet Patsy? I'm sure she's more your type." The professor says he has been trying to explain his marital situation. We see Safi's upset. The professor then walks out of the room. Safi then tells her mom the professor has been bothering her, and Adina says, "Why, is he mad?" And the grandmother says, "No, honey, he's married with four boys." The professor then walks back into the room to retrieve his briefcase, and Adina sees him, and she punches him in the face. Adina tells him to leave her daughter alone. Safi is joyful and says, "Thanks, Mom." So I'm going to make a point right here. This is related to my whole topic of why I'm doing this. I'm going to make a point about having blurry relationships. This, again, is my opinion, but if you have heard the last two podcasts related to Safi and her mother, Adina, then you know that Adina is psychologically abusive to Safi and at times neglectful. We even saw Adina respond nonchalantly to when Patsy burned Safi with her cigarette, and also not caring too much at all when Safi was sold into slavery by Patsy. I think this punch in the face that Adina gave the professor was a great example of how a narcissist tends to love bomb someone that they want to keep around them. Adina is acting as Safi's protector, and in the moment, Safi is genuinely happy and thankful to her mother for doing this. It was a real bonding moment of mother protecting daughter, something we rarely see Adina do. As we will see in the next episode, Adina goes back to her old tricks and self-centered ways. So what is happening here? In my opinion, Safi is being taught to accept abuse from those who at times defend her. It's kind of ironic, and then again, maybe not ironic, that I titled my own play Blurred Lines, because I wrote my play about growing up with a narcissistic parent and how their children end up in toxic relationships or in states of confusion or depression, losing their identities. These are blurred lines. That is what is happening here when we see Adina punch this professor. She's created a blurred line to where Safi will not understand what real love looks like. We'll see this as the seasons progress. I just wanted to point this out because I think this particular scene I just discussed was significant. We then see Adina and Patsy at another ceremony or conference of some type related to fashion, PR, or something related to global affairs. It's kind of a hard conversation for me to follow. Adina can't find a speech she's supposed to give, so she of course has a meltdown and creates a huge dilemma. We've seen Adina do this in family gatherings and at social events in the past. She creates dilemmas. We see Adina looking for her speech, and she goes to the garbage outside of where this event is taking place. She's looking for her speech. Patsy follows her, and Patsy decides to sit in the garbage while she drinks a bottle of what appears to be champagne. We then see the two awake from their drunkenness. It's the next morning, and they are on a garbage barge. Adina and Patsy have passed out drunk on the garbage while looking for Adina's speech. Adina answers her cell phone, and it's a call from Safi. She answers this phone call while laying in the garbage. The barge is out on the water and about to pass under the London Bridge. Patsy finds out the barge is heading for a landfill. We then see Adina and Patsy have made it home, and Safi tells her mom she heard about her speech, and she's very proud of her. Apparently, Adina found a way to use her wild speech she gave and use it into some type of Prozac campaign. That's what I could gather from this. And that's the end of that episode. I primarily chose that episode because of the punching scene that took place, which is why I explained what I did. The next two episodes I'm covering for this third review are the last two episodes in the original series. These are titled Fear and the End. These two, by the way, are my other two top favorite episodes of all time out of the original three-season series. I will only be covering a very small part of the episode titled The End, the part that is set in today's world, which is roughly 25 years from when the show was aired. They do a future sequence that I think is very spot on and one of my favorite scenes, probably my favorite scene of all time from the original series. But first, I'll focus on the episode titled Fear. Here we see Adina's full-blown dependence on Safi, going back to her deep need to have Safi as a crutch in her life. In the opening scene, we see Adina trying to be independent and cook herself something to eat. She attempts to open up a can, but doesn't know how to use a can opener. So she goes to Safi's university or college, they call it something different in England. She goes to Safi's classroom. She walks in while the teacher is teaching a class full of students. We see Safi with her friends, including her longtime friend Sarah, who is well aware of Safi's mother's antics. I'll try and talk more about Sarah in future episodes, because Sarah's presence as Safi's longtime friend is important, which I will talk again more about in future episodes. But in my opinion, it's better to wait until those episodes happen so you can see why she's so important. Anyway, Adina walks into the classroom with the can of food that she wasn't able to open, and she has the can opener in her hand, and she hands them to Safi. She's implying to Safi, open this up. Safi begrudgingly opens the can for her mother and gives her mom a dirty look and says, get out, and the mother leaves the classroom. We then see Adina back home, and she's bored. She calls Safi while Safi is still in class. Adina tells her all about her PR job and what's new in her life. Safi hangs up on her. About midway through the episode, we see Adina go on a drunken bender in the kitchen, and she collapses on the floor due to loneliness and her inability to cope. When she comes to, her friends are in the kitchen, her colleagues that she works with at the magazine, and they're having a meeting in the kitchen. This all happens while Adina's passed out on the floor. During this meeting, Patsy is requested to go to New York to work, and Patsy and Adina have a fight because Patsy is leaving her. So we have Safi at her college and Patsy, Adina's longtime friend, leaving her for a new job in New York. So Adina's two main crutches, or support networks you could call them, are leaving her at the same time. Adina feels abandoned by these events. Safi shows up and can see her mother and Patsy are high. Patsy leaves the room for a minute. We see Adina and Safi have a conversation about Adina and Safi having separate lives now that Safi is in her adult life. And Adina can't handle being alone. Patsy comes back into the room and Adina and Safi start having a verbal argument. And Patsy starts screaming things at Safi and calling her names. Adina says, I don't want this house anymore. And Patsy, who sees Adina's home as her safe place, says, you do, meaning you do want your home. Safi says, I'll be home on weekends, Mom. Adina implies she feels like a hotel. We see Adina say she has to go find herself. And Safi says, Mom, you've done that ever since I was a kid. Try to go find yourself, meaning find out who she really is in life. Safi tells Adina, you can't become a better person through massage, meaning massage therapy. And Patsy says, you piece of filth. I personally have to just say that's hilarious to me because I'm a massage therapist and I understand what that is. So like, there's a lot of kind of spiritual people or people who believe in the power of energy and all these different things. So whenever someone says, you know, becoming a better person through massage therapy, there's a lot more that goes into that than what you might think of. There's a huge spiritual realm of people who are involved in healing touch. Anyway, we then see Safi tell her mother to get lost and Safi storms off. She's had it with her mom. We then see Patsy warm up to Adina. And she's like, just forget about her. let your kid, you know, just go off and do whatever. Let's get back to our party life, the life we used to have, our fun times. Adina says maybe she just doesn't want to do that stuff anymore. Adina says she's going to go away to go find herself. We later see that she goes to a commune. Patsy shuts down and says she's leaving for New York and she doesn't need Adina anyway. Patsy leaves and Adina passes out and falls to the floor. That's the end of that particular episode. I'm going to give a really brief summary of the final episode called The End. For most of it, Adina's at a commune and Patsy's working at her new job in New York City. All I'm going to say is watch the very end of the episode where Safi finally says no to her mother when her mother's basically treating her like a slave. And whatever you do, do not miss out on what happens after the credits roll. So after Safi yells at her mom and the credits are rolling, keep watching. They show Adina, Patsy, the grandmother, and Safi 25 years into the future. It is my favorite scene of all time from this show, which I said is my favorite show of all time. But this very last scene, it shows Patsy and Adina looking much older. Safi is now a mother to two kids. And the grandmother is still just the same as she ever was. It's a really hilarious scene. Also, the future they show here is much different from what happens in the actual future seasons, which came out after the year 2000. And I will discuss that about a week from now after I do some more podcasts about complex PTSD and ways I have been coping and things going on lately. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.